Boise City Ethics Commission later this month will take a look at a case of a Boise firefighter who rescued a man from a canal in the city investigation that followed. It's an unusual story, so to get the ins and the outs, we're joined now by reporter Adam Cotterell. Adam, give us first some background on this.
Okay. In June, Boise firefighter Brent Matthews rescued a man who had fallen into a canal. Local TV station KTVB did a story praising Matthews for his heroism. Here's Matthews and KTVB reporter Scott Evans.
He's unconscious, not breathing, no pulse. We get him out. I had just recently read a few articles on the effectiveness of performing the Heimlich maneuver on drowning victims before starting CPR.
The Heimlich maneuver proved effective. Matthews was able to get a lot of water and sand out of the man's lungs before they started CPR, which lasted for 25 minutes.
Adam, we all know, of course, about the Heimlich maneuver used in choking situations, but can it also be used in near drownings?
That's the issue. The Heimlich maneuver is not recommended for drowning victims. The American Red Cross says it's not effective or safe. Some doctors suggest it might even be harmful. And the man who was pulled out of the canal, his name was Felix Martinez, he died a few days later at St. Al's Hospital. And here's where the story takes kind of a strange turn. A man named Peter Heimlich saw that TV story and wrote to Boise Mayor Dave Beter,
requesting that he instruct the coroner to conduct an inquest into Mr. Martinez's death. I also asked him to investigate why the firefighter performed the Heimlich maneuver on Mr. Martinez.
So wait, his name is Heimlich also?
Yes, Peter Heimlich is the son of Dr. Henry Heimlich, who invented the Heimlich maneuver. Peter runs a textile business in Georgia, but in his spare time, he's sort of an anti-Heimlich maneuver crusader. It's a long story, but basically, he doesn't believe his father's tactic is all it's cracked up to be.
And so the son, Peter Heimlich, then doesn't think the firefighter should have used the maneuver on Felix Martinez.
No, but Peter Heimlich's letter prompted the Boise Fire Department to look into the incident, and a city spokesperson now says Matthews did not use the Heimlich. She sent an official statement, which I'll put up at boisestatepublicradio.org, but she refused to allow anyone from the city to do an interview, including the firefighter and a police officer who was also there.
But Matthews told the TV reporter he'd use the Heimlich, correct?
Listen again.
I had just recently read a few articles on the effectiveness of performing the Heimlich maneuver on drowning victims before starting CPR.
The Heimlich maneuver proved effective. Matthews was able to get a lot of water and sand out of the man's lungs.
So we don't actually hear Matthews explicitly saying that he used the Heimlich maneuver.
Right. It's reporter Scott Evans who says the Heimlich was effective. I talked with Evans last week, and he said his supervisors have told him not to talk about it. But in an email exchange with Peter Heimlich, Evans says he got the information about getting water and sand out of Martinez's lungs from Matthews. But he doesn't say definitively Matthews used the Heimlich.
How about the unedited interview, Adam? Wouldn't that tell us exactly what the firefighter said?
It might, but KTVB isn't releasing it.
How about the coroner's report, then?
I spoke to Ada County Coroner Erwin Sonnenberg. He says the cause of Mr. Martinez's death was drowning, which he explains means brain damage caused by lack of oxygen while Martinez was in the canal. But Sonnenberg says there's no way for him to determine if the Heimlich maneuver was performed on Martinez, or if it was, to determine if it harmed him in any way. Sonnenberg also says there won't be a formal inquest in the case.
But the City Ethics Commission is going to take a look.
Correct. A city attorney confirms the commission will discuss it August 14th. The Ethics Commission is five volunteers who issue opinions on questions involving the city ethics code. But something like this may well be outside their scope.
Adam Cotterell, thank you very much.
You're welcome.